Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for mercy in this evening time. Amen.
Amen.
The message of the hour. Mercy.
Titi.
Rewrote our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. I'm a father of 7 children. And I thank God they're all serving the Lord. Amen. The prophets will give your children Bible names. Amen.
Amen.
So I have Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
I've got a Joseph as the grandson.
Brother Joseph, name Zukuru.
Amen. I have a Caleb. An overcomer,
Mukundi,
a type of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
And my daughters are Naomi, Ruth, and Rahab.
Naomi, Ruth, and Rahab.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just love my children. Amen.
Amen.
Because they are lent to us. They are God's children. They are just lent to us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I do missionary work in the country of Guyana, South America.
Dinoita missionary kunyika yeku Guyana iri South America.
A former British colony.
Yaimbove yakapambwa nema British.
I was born there.
Ndakaberekwa ikoko.
But we migrated to the United States.
Asitakazofamba kuenda ku United States.
And I have been going back to Guyana.
Nachidzokera ku Guyana.
At least about 8 times per year.
Kanenge ka 8 pagore.
The Lord has helped me to establish 16 churches in a message.
And I was a businessman
before I came to the message. And the Lord has blessed me bountifully. And we tried to do what the brethren did at Pentecost. We try to help each other. Amen.
Amen.
And when the Lord called me to go work in the interior of my country, I had to give up the business. I had a machine shop, a spare parts store, travel agency. But he told me that all of that is not worth one soul. A missionary brother came to our country. And I know God had sent him. And I visited a pastor where he was preaching. And he said the souls that are lost and go to hell in this country, he said, you here would be responsible for them. And he said, the bony hands will rise up in the judgment and say, you didn't tell us. And he said, many of you will end up like the rich young ruler. I know God was speaking to me. I was uncomfortable. I went home that night. And I told my wife, I said, we're going to get rid of all this business. I don't want to be like the rich young ruler. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord allowed me to go in the interior. Among the native. Amen. And we baptized over 3,000 souls. Amen.
Amen.
I've been working in there for 24 years. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm happy when souls come in the kingdom. I've been to quite a few places. I don't go sightseeing. I'm not interested in buildings and beaches. The greatest sight to me
is
to see the bride of Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You are the queen of heaven. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the fivefold ministry. I learn a lot from great men of God. Amen.
Amen.
And I remember Brother Beckett. He likes to encourage the saints. And he said, stay with your pastor and you will grow faster. And you will avoid disaster. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, I feel so blessed tonight to see what the man of God has achieved. This building reminds me of the Temple of Solomon. A man that loved God. I think greater than Solomon is here. You know, he's tabernacle behind human skin. Amen.
Amen.
And what your pastors achieve here reflects his love for the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to encourage you tonight by seeing what the prophets say. If you want to see God's man, see the pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is always veiled behind human skin. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I thank God for the royal treatment He has given me. And I trust God that if He comes our way, before the Lord comes, we would like to do Him such service. And if you want to come and visit, you're welcome, saints. But I
want
to advise you to come and live down in Sodom. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for your country. Could stand up against the Amen, the walls of the enemy. Amen, the Sodomite laws. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just come to say what the pastor has already said. No one could have higher revelation than the pastor. He is your shepherd. And respect him. If you respect him, then God will bless you. No one could have a higher revelation than a man of God. Amen.
Amen.
One time I was a deacon in the church.
In
the early 80s. And my pastor, he was a Negro, a black brother like you. A real man of God. And while he was preaching, the enemy will, the devil will bring thoughts to my mind. And will try to give me greater revelation than my pastor. I had to rebuke that spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And say, stay with the word. Because God is not the author of confusion. Amen.
Amen.
The action of God in a man is to unite us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just come to encourage you that we are all one body. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have one Lord. Amen. Not two lords. One Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of doctrines going around today.
Amen.
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 But thank God we could stay with the Word. I've been through a lot of, I've passed through a lot of doctrines. But thank God we could stay in the middle of the road. I like what Pastor Beckett says. He said all the isms after a while become wasms. Amen.
Amen.
But the word of God is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Could we stand for a few minutes, please? I'd like to read a familiar scripture. Revelation chapter
10.
I thank God for great men. I learned a lot from Pastor Vindayal. Amen. A real man of God. Amen.
Amen.
And when we were backslidden in South America, God sent that eagle.
Mari vakatuma chapungu.
Say, come up higher.
Vakati sumuka ikumsoro. Amen.
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 First passed in the message.
Mfundizo kutanga maridzo.
That watch over the church.
Akatanga kufudza kereke.
Was a brother that migrated to the States.
Iya maya akashanya kuenda ku America.
And he said God was finished with South America. But I know the Bible says that God will have a bride in every nation, among every tongue and kindred. God has planted seeds in every country. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And you know that pastor, when he begin to get material things, he called the prophet a false prophet. Amen.
Amen.
I was moved. Because I believed the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 10. Verse 1.
This one.
And then we're going to read a couple of verses and lower down. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Zvino ndakaona mumwe mutumwa une simba achiburuka kudenga akapfeka gore, muraraungu wakanga uri pamusoro wake, chiso chake chakanga chakaita sezuva, netsoka dzake sembiru dzomoto.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
Wakanga akabata bhuku duku yakazaruka muruoko rwake, akaisa rutsoka rwake rworudyi pamusoro pegunga nororuboshwe pamusoro penyika.
Verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he should begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets.
Asina mazuva enzwi romutumwa wechinomwe, chakavanzika chamwari chichazadzikiswa. Asina mazuva enzwi romutumwa wechinomwe, kana oda kuridza, chakavanzika chamwari chichapedziswa, sezvaaka paridzira varanda vake ivo vaprofita.
Verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Ipapo inzwi riya randakanzwa richibva kudenga rakataura zvekwandiri richiti, enda utore bhuku yakazaruka iri muruoko rwomutuma, umire pamusoro pegungwa napamusoro penyika.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make their belly bitter, but then it shall be in their mouth sweet as honey.
Ndikaenda kumutumwa ndikati kwa ari, ndipei buku duku. Iye akati kwa ndiri, tora uijge. Ichavava mudumbu mako, asimumurumu mako, ichanaka so uchi.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbiza mwari.
May the Lord add his blessing to him, his precious word. Amen.
Amen.
May I have a seat, saints.
Mugare, any pass about saying it?
I must confess, as I came out here among you, I feel the anointing. I felt the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever the word is, wherever the believers are, he said, I'm there. Amen.
Amen.
And he's in the midst of us tonight. He promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I'll be with you. Even in you. Until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. I'd like to speak a little on the subject. This mystery is now veiled behind your skin. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery. There's emphasis on the mystery. The mystery of God should be completed as he has declared unto his servants the prophets. The prophet taught us, amen, to stay with the word. All the messages must tie in with the word. And Brother Paul, who met Jesus,
Brother Paul, vakasangana Jesu,
he said the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And what they were working towards, it was a perfect man. All that Adam lost, Jesus Christ has restored. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Fellowship with God. Amen. Dominion over the earth as God. Eternal life. And Jesus taught us. Everything is yours now. You have fellowship. If you ask God anything, I will do it. Because I live, you shall have life and have it more abundantly. Whatever you say, if you say to this mountain, be thou moved, and going to the sea, it shall come to pass, because I will be the one in you. What he said, amen, in that day, which is this day, the prophet said, ye shall know, amen, that I am in the Father, the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. Amen.
Amen.
So the real believer in you tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The believer is the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet said, everything is written in the message. All the food is here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Page 25.
Page 25.
Hallelujah. Do we believe the message? This message came to you. The prophet came to you. The reason for Malachi 4 is to introduce you to your bridegroom. Because the bridegroom is incomplete without you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said God expressed himself, expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So Jesus was the fullness of God. Amen. But he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jehovah of the old is Jesus of the new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church. Where is God now? He is in the believer. He is in you tonight. What was the mystery that was hid before the foundation of the world? Is that God and man has become one. Amen. That the bride is now, hallelujah, God made manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was God made manifest. That is what caused trouble to the church. Because he said, amen, if you don't believe that I am he, you die in your sins. But the same God says, in that day, in this end time, after I manifest the last prophet, in the seventh age, you shall know that I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. I am going to change your bodies. Hallelujah! You are the Word made flesh today, saints. To those that the word of God came to,
amen.
To those that the word of God come, they are gods. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Adam was an amateur God.
Adam,
God was God of the universe. The prophet said, you are amateur gods. Because deity is dwelling in you. That is why he said, don't live below your God-given privileges. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, the bride has never had a revival. But he said, when she knows who she is.
Hallelujah.
This earth won't keep her down.
Amen.
This earth won't keep her down. But she'll be raptured. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The power of transformation is in you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The little caterpillar had the power of transformation in it.
Amen.
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 We look like caterpillars to the world. We look like caterpillars to the world. We are sticky. It seems nothing is going on inside. As you feed in the word, you get into a cocoon. You shut in with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at the appointed time,
there's a
change taking place on the inside, and that little caterpillar is transformed. And there's that shell pops out. Amen. His body will drop. And a beautiful butterfly,
a seven-color butterfly
takes to the air. One time we were creeping creatures. Hallelujah. But we have potentials in us. The prophet says that you could speak a world and go live in it, because the one that said in the beginning, let there be, and there were planets. Amen. The same God is dwelling in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's Christ in you.
The Christ to Mauri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are surrendered now. Like Mary.
Samaria.
The prophet says, as the word was in Mary, she brought forth Jesus Christ. He said, the word is in the bride. This is the time where the sons and daughters of God will be made manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, once more, the world will hear direct from God. He said, you will speak, and it will flash like lightning. Hallelujah. Deity will speak. God has called you to a higher ground. The prophet was the eagle. He said, come up hither. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't remain with the cockings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not earthbound. You come from God, you're going back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not just a factory worker. You're not a clerk or a servant or a taxi driver. Inside of you, hallelujah,
amen,
God is in Murphy. God is veiled behind you, your skin.
Amen.
He says, hallelujah, the fullness of the God that bodily now dwells in the bride. He says, when a cow gives birth, gives birth to a little cow, a calf. When a sheep gives birth, gives birth to a little sheep, a lamb. You see, when God gave birth, He gave birth to sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
They manifest the Father. Glory to God. So your message is not in your head. The message is in your heart. There is where He dwells. They all like stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, I'll come in and dwell with him. I sup with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is your day and your message. Your message is not that, oh, God sent a prophet alone. Some people are still looking in the rear view mirror.
Oh,
God sent a prophet. Thank God for the prophet. Thank God for Eliezer. He's come to call you. Behold, I sent unto you, and He will guide you to Eliezer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're living in the greatest time that man has ever lived.
Hallelujah.
That picture there is not fiction. There's the original Life magazine. Many of you have seen it.
Original Life magazine.
Life. Introducing eternal life through the blood of Jesus. And there's a picture here of a governor and his wife going on a honeymoon.
Governor Rockefeller.
Amen.
Amen.
The natural is the top of the spiritual. This magazine is speaking of a honeymoon. Jesus coming down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a high cloud ring of mystery. Our headship. I used to wonder why it was the head alone. Because the body is here. The head is coming to keep the body.
Musoro wayo zogara pamutumbi.
The pyramid was never kept. Statue of a perfect man. Hallelujah, but a headstone. That's why the prophet said, no one can take your place. You're a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a prophetic class. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After the opening of the seals, it was him that opened the seals. Came down with the open book. In that little book is a little group of the true seed. Your names are in that book. That is why we could go to the angel. If you notice, the mighty angel came to the prophet, to the seventh angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he's gone, the voice, the message, the mystery of God should be finished. Because the voice, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Was Jesus Christ.
Angari Jesu Christo.
Amen.
He said, as the pastor quoted, he said, I'm not the one to discern your hearts.
Amen.
I'm not the ones of the end time. I'm not the one to tell your names. I don't know. I'm not the one to heal you. He said, I'm just nearby when he does these things. He would look into that dimension and he said, here he comes. I take every spirit under my control. It was a son of man revealing the son of man. A man that was empty, veiled, amen. Veiling God, the mighty God, was unveiled before us in the prophet's ministry. But now, the mighty God is unveiled in us, in me and you. He was God above us, Jehovah. He was God with us, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
In flesh.
Munyama.
But today, he is God in us. Because Adam and Eve are the same body.
Adam and Eve, mutumbi mumwe chete.
Praise the Lord. So this is not an ordinary message. This is not coming to church. You notice the prophet ministry change? And he said, I do not call you church anymore, but I call you bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, I must decrease, and he must increase.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm excited, saints. I'm tired of this old body. I'm tired of this old body. I'm 63 years of age. But you know, when I'm in the presence of God, I have a lot of pains and aches. Amen. A whole long list of complications from my feet to my head. Amen. Thank God for Tylenol extra strength. Amen.
Amen.
But when I'm in the presence of God, I feel I'm 16 years of age. Amen. It's a young man in here, in an old body. A young man in here. Amen. In an old body. What if these will have a change? Sisters, there's a young woman in there. Like what God did to Sarah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is eternal life. All that Adam lost has been restored. The prophet manifested the spoken word. An adopted son. And a lot of people say, oh, I really love the prophet. We love him too. Amen.
Amen.
But he said, what you will do will make my ministry look like an amateur.
Amen.
The very words that Jesus said, the words that I do, shall you do also, and even greater works. God is saying to you that you not do not think it robbery to be equal with God. Because you have His own Spirit. By God's Spirit, we are baptized into one body. We have the same DNA.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Lazarus died.
Amen.
When Lazarus died.
Lazarus Pakafa.
He had seed in him, children in him. And when he died, his children died. His seed died. But when he rose, his seed also came to life. When Jesus went to Calvary, you were in him. And when he died, you died. And when he rose, you rose. That's why he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And because I live, you shall have life and have it more abundantly. And you have passed from death unto life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your eagles. When you read this message, you find this is showing your identity. Satan may want to bring up your old files and down memory lane.
Amen.
Satan may want to bring up your files down memory lane.
Satan
and said you lie, you steal, you cheat. Amen. And when he pull up everything on the screen, and he accusing you, Jesus hit the delete button.
Jesus akabaya button rekuti delete.
Nothing.
Apasina.
Never did anything.
Apasina siripo.
Peter was zealous.
Peter anga ineshungu.
When Jesus was arrested, he put out a sword.
Akaburitsa munondo.
Cut off the soldier ear.
Vademburan zeve.
And the soldiers arrest him
in
shackles.
Say,
so you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. Attempted murder. Writing up charges. Wounding. Dismembering. And they were going to take away
Peter.
Jesus said, just excuse me.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe get a towel and just wipe his. He said to the officers, look,
Peter.
He said he cut off the soldier's ear. Jesus said, which ear did he cut off? Not a scar. He said, Jesus, Peter never cut off the man's hair. Amen. All your sins are in God's sheer forgetfulness. He's looking at you through his blood. He took your sins at Calvary. Pay the penalty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rose the third day. And he said, this is my bride. Hallelujah. This is my precious possession. Satan, let go.
Satan, vasiye. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the prophets and apostles were walking towards bringing back the church. To perfection. Our message is, amen, statue of a perfect man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spoken word.
That
is what you're coming to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before the fall, Eve was co-equal with Adam.
Eve anga kafanana na Adam. Anga waka inzana na Adam.
It was Adam in another body.
Anga re Adam mune mume mtumbi.
So you are Christ.
Saka muri Kristu.
In another body.
Mune mume mtumbi.
You are the same material.
Maka gadzirwa nezvinhu zvimwe chete.
Because you believe the word.
Nekuti makatenda shoko.
You don't dispute with the word.
Amuite gakava neshoko.
This when you buy an equipment,
mukatenga mudziyo.
If you buy a new computer,
mukatenga computer
or a new phone,
kana phone itsva,
and you may not know how to get it to work.
Unogona kutadza kuziva kuti unoishandisa sei.
You may not know all the apps.
Unogona kusaziva ma apps ese.
But it comes with a manual.
Asi vanouya nemanual.
Do you read the manual?
Unoverenga manual.
Eh.
Obaya.
This is the manual.
Manual.
This makes the Bible work. This is Revelation
10:7.
This is Malachi 4.
Do Malachi 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 10.
Revelation 10.
Amen.
Amen.
In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery should be finished. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery is always the word made flesh. Christ was the mystery of God revealed. So, if Christ is the mystery, then the bride is also a mystery. She is the mystery of Christ revealed.
He is
the head and she is the body. And the body don't think. All the intelligence comes from the head. So we don't add and we don't take away. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is working to bring back his masterpiece.
2,000
years ago, he manifests himself in Christ to have preeminence in the church and to restore Eden from his fallen condition. Adam, Eve, and Eden.
Adam, Eve, Eden.
Adam was restored.
Adam,
now the bride is here. She is restored. She is the mystery. Amen.
Amen.
Hiding God.
Chakavanza mwari.
Veiling God.
Vakavanza mwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The prophet said,
Prophet Anot,
as Eve was a part of Adam,
says Eve angari chikamu cha Adam,
so is the bride a part of the word.
Nemwenga wo chikamu cheshoko.
That's why what caused the fall
chakakonzera kuwa
is reasoning.
Kushandisa njere.
If she had stayed with the word,
there
wouldn't have been any fall.
Yeah.
That's what the prophet says. Stay with the word.
You're
bound to come out right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without this message, I'm lost.
Page 58.
He said, look, what was once God's great secret, great mysterious secret in his mind, is now put in the heart of the believer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, that is the body of Christ. That's me. The bride is me. That's what you need to see. I am the bride. God's mind is in me. If you got somebody's mind, you think like that person. If you got the mind of Shakespeare, you write in poetry. If you have the mind of Christ, you do the works of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A doctor would go to college.
College.
And he would study the books. When you go to the examination, where is the book? The book ought to be in him. He writes what he knows. And when a patient comes, he don't go looking for his book. The book, he's the book. Where is the author of the book? In him. Amen. Then he could prescribe, oh, you have temperature.
What temperature?
You have blood pressure. He don't go looking for the book. The book is in him. And he prescribes. When you eat the book, you become the book. When you eat the word, you become the word. Because the word is spirit and life. And God is a spirit. You get in the mind of the composer. Sometimes you're at home and you hear the message. And you want to jump and shout, that is me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People want to know what's wrong with you. You're losing your mind. Yes, I got the mind of Christ now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at the progression. This message is for eagles. Hallelujah.
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 He said, what was in his mind, great mysterious secret in his mind, is put in the hearts of the believer. That is the body of Christ. And he said, what was once God's once great secret in his mind before the foundation of the world, amen,
amen,
is now made manifest. Before there was a creation, you were in God. You're the Word made flesh. There are some of you who will not taste of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This excites me, brothers and sisters. What was in God's mind is put in my heart. And what was in his mind is now made manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Everything is in the message. As you feed upon it, you recognize. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you are a child of God. You have his DNA.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to the rapture message. Prophet said, three things happen. He said, a shout, a voice, a trumpet has to happen before Jesus appears. Now a shout. Jesus does all three of them. He's descending. A shout. What is a shout? It's the message going forth first. The living bread of life bring forth the bride. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He says the message. And he said, Jesus does all three of them. A shout is a ministry. It's the ministry of William Branham. In the other page, hear what he says. Amen.
Amen.
He said the first thing comes when he starts descending from the heavens. There's a shout. What's it? A message to get the people together. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. It's the message. The word to change you. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the similarity. Elohim with his back to the tent.
Elohim akapira musana kutende.
Discerning Sarah's heart.
Achinzera moyo wa Sarah.
Amen. And after he discerned, his message was, Sarah will bring forth. Hallelujah. There's a voice. Amen.
Amen.
He said, a message comes forth first. Lamb trimming time. He's taking us back 2,000 years when he spoke the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The same Jesus veiled himself in the prophet. He said, he just used my voice. I'm just nearby when he does these things. I must decrease and he must increase. And people were still seeing William Branham. What made Elijah do greater works? Great works was God. And Elisha followed Elijah. And even Elijah was taken away, Elisha got his mantle. He wanted a double portion of what Elijah had. That is what this bride is crying out for. The God of Elijah. The God of Elijah. The sons of the prophets. They were watching. And they saw Elijah smote the Jordan. They said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The God of Elijah is with Elisha. The God of William Branham is with the bride.
Amen.
When Moses left the scene,
Moses pakaenda,
there was Joshua.
Joshua.
Jehovah Savior.
Jehovah Mponis.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, God told Joshua, said, no man shall stand against thee all the days of your life. Only be strong and courageous. Have rugged bulldog faith. Whoever don't listen to you will be put to death. Amen. Meditated the very message.
Amen.
Meditated the message that I gave Moses.
Fungisisa pamusoro pamharidzo yandakapa Moses.
The message is to take you over in the promised land.
Mharidzo ndoichakuyambukitai kuenda kunyika yechipikirwa.
The message of William Branham is to take us in the rapture.
Mharidzo ya William Branham ndoichatipinza mukuputwa.
To give you rapturing faith.
Kukupai kutenda kukuputwa.
To have a body change.
Kushandirwa mutumbi.
To go meet your bridegroom.
Kusangana nechikomba chedu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. When Rebecca saw the Isaac.
Rebecca pakaona Isaac.
She left Eliezer. And she ran.
Akamhanya.
To meet Isaac.
Kusangana na Isaac.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hear the prophet said.
Prophet Arnold.
It's lamb trimming time. Behold the bridegroom cometh. Jesus was talking about himself in this last day. Jesus was talking about himself in this last day. He said, and some of them they found that they didn't even have any oil in their lamp. See, but it's lamp trimming time. It's to get right with God. Confess your sins. Get into a prayer meeting. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pour your soul out before God. Clean up your life. Get the world out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Empty out. Amen.
Amen.
And hear what he says.
It's
Malachi 4 time.
Malachi
4. Oh my. Do we still look for the Lord himself shall descend? We read the scripture different. The Lord himself has descended. This is the shout. The shout already gone. But he is here. But in the days of the voice, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God, the prophet of God says, he said, Jesus Christ is here. It's a whispering secret to his bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what the thunders are. It's the voice of God directed it. It's not even written. But it's revealed to the bride.
Amen.
That's what John was told not to write. Seal it up until the time of the end. Them seven non-tonners are going to wake you up. Seventy voices. Hallelujah. Prepare you for your body change. Oh my. You've got to see yourself in the picture, saints. He said, oh, when you see... It's St. Luke
17.
All those prophecies perfectly set in order for this day. In this scripture, we see it living right here, right there. So that's me. See those things, see these things happen, my dear brother, sister? When God in heaven knows, I could die on the platform. Oh, you ought to walk around the wire. He said it's tremendous. He said when it hits you. Hallelujah. You ought to walk around. You can't sit still. Hear this. He said when you see God come from the heaven. Hallelujah. Stand before groups of men. Stand there, declare himself. Just as he ever did. And that's the truth. This Bible open. Say we are here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What a great thing, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are things that you cannot explain, but you just believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one in Revelation
5.
When no one was worthy to look in the book. And to open the book. And John was weeping. Perhaps John was the top of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
One of the elders said, "Weep not. For the line of the tribe of Judah had prevailed. And he saw a lamb as it was slain." Amen. He was worthy to take the book from the one that sat upon the throne. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they sang a new song. Oh, brother, we should sing a new song. He has made us kings and priests unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Authority.
Simba.
Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Because heaven is in you. Christ is in you. Why heaven was silent for half an hour? There was no worship. Because the true worshippers were on earth. The king had come down. The king came down. Heaven was quiet. The seraphims and the cherubims. Looking at the mystery. That sinful man. Sinful man has come to adoption. The righteous son. Made a promise to this little girl. And he's come down to receive her. What a beautiful picture. What a love story.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They stood in
awe.
A marriage was going on. Invisible union taking place right now. I believe one of these days we won't even have to read anymore. But like Jesus, we can close the book and say, "This day is the scripture fulfilled." You're with the bridegroom. You don't need a letter no more because you have him.
Amen.
A virgin shall conceive. The prophecy, a virgin shall conceive. And the priests were reading. Scribes and Pharisees. A virgin shall conceive. The angel came to Mary. She shall be done to me, Lord, according to thy word. A secret meeting. And she conceived. Even
Joseph
was getting suspicious. The angel had to come to Joseph.
Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only six people saw a virgin conceived. The child was growing. 12 years old. Confounding those in the temple, the priests. And the priests were so dedicated. And they're still reading. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. Wonderful, his name shall become Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. And he stilled the storm. Peace be still. Oh, a virgin shall conceive. Amen.
Amen.
The mighty God. Lazarus, come forth.
Lazarus, muka.
Even the sisters that love him so much.
Said,
Lord, don't bother anymore. By now he's stinking. Don't bring him up. He walk away. The voice. Lazarus. Recognize that voice. And corruption was reversed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the priest was still reading. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. They're preaching a message today. Behold, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout. Where is the shout? There's a tombstone in Jeffersonville. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Come and go. But here is you, the bride. You now know who you are. You are the sinless, spotless bride of Christ. He said, you are clean by the word I've spoken unto you. Because Abraham believed God. He made a lot of mistakes. He took Hagar. Manufactured Ishmael. But because he believed God, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Hallelujah. This pulpit is anointed. This place is anointed. You are anointed. Because you are the word for this day. Brother Branham is not here. But Jesus is here. The altar is here. The bridegroom is here. He came not walking in the days of Sodom. With skin on him. Abraham see three.
Abraham akaona vatatu.
Three men coming.
Varume vatatu vachiuya.
He said, my Lord.
Akati ishe wangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Had fellowship.
Maka wadzana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Discern Sarah's heart.
Akanzira moyo wa Sarah.
The prophet said the next thing happened.
Sarah
had a body change.
Sarah akashandirwa mutumbi.
But two men went down to Sodom. And Lot said, my lords, this two lords doctrine come from Sodom. Lot was a Sodomite. One foot in the world, and one foot in the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm closing. But I feel blessed tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I need the grace of God every day. I'm not any big person. I'm just saying what the prophet said. What your pastor said. A few months ago, I dreamt I was walking down a street in New York. You know, God drops, allow angels to drop some blessings for you sometimes. You have a nice dream. You wake up singing and worshiping. You're driving in your car, and sometimes you feel like somebody in there with you. You know what? You're attempting to cross into dimensions.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
The prophet could be changing dimensions. He was a surrendered vessel. I dreamt while I was walking along the street, I felt my feet was getting lighter. And I feel I was like walking in space. And I was going up. Oh my, let me tell you. It was the sweetest feeling I've ever had. I woke up and said, Lord, me a sinner. You know the rancher's son. Told the young lady that's washing dish.
Barefooted.
He said, you have character. You're not in the party with the rest of your cousins. He said, I'm looking for a wife. Who thinks nothing of herself. And he said, I like you, I want to marry you. And she said, me? He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you.
Hallelujah.
It isn't your decision. He said, I chose you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the angel that came down with open book. That same angel. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The bloody lamb. Only he came now with an open book. And he came to the angel, the seventh angel. And that's why the prophet was locked up in a room for a whole week. And he said, if he didn't come, I would have made mistakes. And the seals were open. The only generation that have a seventh seal book is you. The only generation that Jesus Christ came to. Amen. To perfect. So your name is in the book. As you study the message, you could say, I'm one of them. He told me he's coming back for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said,
Revelation 10:8.
And the voice said to John, go and take this book. No one was worthy to look at the book. When he came down, he was worthy. He was worthy to open it. And he came down with an open book. Amen.
Amen.
But the word always comes to the prophet. Prophet said, Lord told him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming, so your ministry will forerun the second coming. But in the days of the voice, store up the food in the tapes and books. As they hear the voice, they will know it's him. If pastor goes out at night, go for a meeting, comes home, forgot his keys, knock at the door, or ring the bell, his wife answers, who is it? He don't have to say, well, I'm Pastor Chessy Blessing. I have seven children. I'm the pastor of the church. All you got to say, it is me, honey. She recognized the voice.
Sister,
you recognize the voice. Your bridegroom voice. But in the days of the voice, the mystery of God, God made behind your skin. The mystery is the word becoming flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Alpha must become the Omega.
Omega.
He starts with a perfect man. He'll end up with a perfect church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. In closing. Oh my. That's the only thing I like doing, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about my bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you're in love with somebody, you want to talk about them. You want to talk to them. You spend time. We have a lot of time for phones, computers, and iPads. But we need to put the emphasis in the right place. If something is done in your heart, then doors can't open fast enough. You don't care who comes to church, but you're travailing. God, Jesus, you're going to talk to me tonight. Oh, my bridegroom is going to speak through the man of God. Amen. Amen. He speaks you overjoyed. You can't sit in the seat. Amen. You're hearing from God. Heaven came down and glory flood my soul. There's a marriage going on right now. Getting ready for the future home. Soon, amen, we are going in the rapture. Wedding reception. Foolish virgins. Going to look for oil now. I believe foolish virgins are writing a message, brother, sister. They were virgins. But they lacked the anointing. Supreme power and control. They go off in tangents.
Amen.
They go off on tangents. Oh my. I'm tired of getting tired. Amen.
Amen.
I used to be young and climbing trees. Today I'm afraid I break my bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But something in here is yearning. Hear what the prophet said. Here's what your love letter is saying. In every age, when God sent a prophet and he walked in the land, people quick. Oh, God is going to speak. Don't let God speak. Let Moses speak. God was veiling Moses. God is veiling the pastor. The people were afraid. Elijah! From the White House coming down. Oh, my. Ahab and Jezebel. What a repetition in this age. That one man could shake this world and look at the White House where they were in prime in power and say, there is Ahab and Jezebel. The mighty God unveiled before us. Spirit of Elijah. America, oh America.
America.
All of what I hover you as a hen would guard or brood. But you would not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Feast of the Trumpets.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet said, what?
The
last sign that Abraham had.
And
we are the royal seed of Abraham. The bride. Read between the lines. The prophet said, Jesus Christ was the royal seed of Abraham.
But
he's talking about bride here. Because when a man marries a woman, she is entitled to all that he has.
Amen.
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 All that God has, he poured into Christ. And all Christ has, he's poured into you. And said, the last time that Abraham ever seen before the promised son,
was
God in the form of a human being. These are the thoughts of the people. One man. And not a dozen. He designed the thought that was in there. And the next thing, Abraham and Sarah turned back to a young man and woman. He said, notice what happened. Immediately she turned to a lovely young woman. This is for you now. Showing in there, portraying what he's going to do to the royal seed of Abraham, which he said, you the bride, amen, to receive the son that's been promised. To meet Jesus in the air. He said, you have to become young like Sarah. Sarah had to become young to receive
Isaac.
God works according to the law of nature.
Said,
God changed her body. He said, it's a mystery that's to be revealed now. In this day, by this son of man, not William Branham, this son of man. See? He said, the evening message, and that was the last sign that the scene was, the discernment before the change of the body come.
Say,
and before we can ever receive the Son, he said, what happens? The trumpet of God shall sound. Dead in Christ shall rise first. The new body, we which alive and remain, shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. The secret has been made known. The seals are open. The trumpet sounded. Amen. Under the sixth seal, he said the trumpet sounded. Amen. The two prophets are ready to appear. What is it? The church must get off the scene right now so they can appear. He can't deal with two people at the same time. He never did. Amen.
Amen.
Showing us where we are, brothers and sisters. I think it was a wonderful experience. I think one morning, Abraham was testifying about his son. He believed God. Maybe he woke up and he got to the bathroom and he went to brush his teeth. He found he had a full mouth of teeth. Before he had extractions and dentures, he looked, wiped his eye and looked in the mirror. I'm a young man. I don't even need a shave. Maybe he was bald headed. No gray hairs. Amen.
Amen.
I'm young again. Maybe I had arthritis. and a lot of complications.
Oh
my, am I having optical illusions? Am I seeing a vision? Am I dreaming? And he went in to tell Cyril, what was happening to me? And he saw a young, beautiful girl. She, who are you? She said, who are you, young man? I'm Abraham. She said, I'm Sarah. This day is the scripture fulfilled. He says, that is what he's going to do to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe they went out in front of the yard, the property. And they were having fun. She was skipping. The neighbors were looking.
Say,
like the old people died. We didn't even attend the funeral. We got a new couple moving. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham got to the fence. Morning, neighbor. I'm Abraham.
Abraham.
He said, what herbs did you use?
Makashandisa mishonga ipi.
He said, Elohim.
And Elohim.
I met him.
Dagasangana na Elohim.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you met Elohim?
Wakasangana Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the resurrection
is gwira kumuka.
The prophet said that same voice.
Is
the bride will be there. Final voice in the final age. That's you, brothers and sisters. He said the bride has never had a revival. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Super church and super race. Come to the climax of this great drama. If Sarah, they had family relations, the prophet said. She got pregnant. She went on to the doctor. Abraham said, let's go to the clinic.
And
the doctor said, what's your name?
And Sarah.
Could I see your ID? Your birth certificate? You made a mistake, sister. You brought your granddaughter's birth certificate. No, it's me. Where's your husband? Abraham comes in, young man. Praise the Lord, Isaac is here. Where's your ID, mister? You're the husband, yes? 100? No, man, no. I got to get a witness. You have a family, you could verify this. Yes, I got my uncle Lot. Lot came and walked in with a stick. Doc, I got so much complications. I need to see you after this. Do you know this young man? Oh yeah, there's my uncle. 80 years old. You mean this is your uncle? Yes. Elohim came down.
Elohim akaburuka. Hallelujah.
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 This is your message. Only you recognize this mystery cloud. God hiding himself in simplicity. It baffled the world. But you heard his voice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My daughters found a picture of me. When I had my first driver's license, I was 17 years old. And they blow it up big. That Thank God for technology. And they paste it on the wall. When I come in, I said, I used to know that guy. My grandkids come and they ask, who is that? Oh, that is my daddy. No, that is grandpa. Hallelujah. I look at that picture many times. I said, this is me. This is the negative. This is the positive. I want to tell you tonight, go and look for your young picture. Maybe when you get married, when you're 18 years old, blow it up. Stick it on the wall. And say, this is me. This will be changed one of these days. This caterpillar, it's going to become a butterfly. I fly away one of these days. Hallelujah. Thus said the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This message is sweet, brothers and sisters. The message is a prophecy for this age. The rapture is
going
to take place in your time. No more generation after you. Prepare for your body change. Maybe one morning you come to church Sunday morning and you see a young man behind the pulpit. He is looking like a Chester Blessing Jr.
Samuel.
Amen. Them children were in him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
His children were in him. Your children were in you. So you were in God before the foundation of the world. And Pastor is going to say, this day is the scripture fulfilled. The shout went forth, but we should be changed. This is the scripture fulfilled. And when you look at the congregation, a lot of young people. This is a young people meeting.
I see youth meeting here.
God ain't taking home nobody that is sick. God is not taking home anybody that is sick. And old. He never created an old Adam. Brother, he's going to rewind some of us. Back to 18. And the young little ones, he's
going
to fast forward them.
18.
The prophet saw his Sharon Rose.
And as he
was walking through, amen, this little girl says, morning, daddy. Pretty teenager. Do I know you? I'm your Sharon Rose. Over here we don't have babies. God is not a grandfather. He's the father of young people. Amen. If you don't meet again, saints, there will be a meeting in the air.
You'll
be sure to be there. Remember to pray for us. Amen. Stay with the word. The word is the bridegroom. This is your day and your message. God bless you. God bless you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.